You're listening to Ika's Intro, a new track from Pakistani musician Zahib Kazi's new album called Ishmael Ka Urdu Shahir. The album is being released in conjunction with a graphic novel, and it follows a scientist who is trying to resolve problems caused by experiments that have threatened the very fabric of the universe. Why did you choose to take on a theme like that?
It's because, generally all around the world, we are consuming fossil fuel, and we need to understand that as human beings, we're really not very friendly towards Earth right now. We're consuming a lot of energy. We're not very efficient with how we're consuming energy. So what's happening is that the more we're going to consume fossil fuel, the more Earth is going to react, and hence the tsunami, the earthquake, and the disruption in the weather, the whole climate system is changing. So that kind of had an effect on me, and I wanted to make people aware of its consequences in a very entertaining way, so that people get an idea of what the consequences are. I've been following the Large Hadron Collider for quite some time, and I think I'm a firm believer that it's going to open endless possibilities for us to explore. That was one of the reasons for me to intertwine these two subjects.
Okay, so this is a concept album, and it's also a graphic novel. Why did you decide to use both of those?
So the whole idea started off by me thinking about a feature film. But what was happening was that in Pakistan, especially in 2006, there was not really a concept of doing feature films. The concept was pretty much dead. The first mainstream film that came and appealed to the masses was in 2007. We were making films, but not that they were not being made, but they were substandard films. But the cinema came back in 2007. But in 2006, when I sort of conceived the idea, I really wanted to write a film and I wanted to produce a film. That obviously I didn't have the budget, and the concept was so new that knocking on the doors of the producers or the executive producer or the investors, nobody would have taken me seriously. So I was like, okay, how about I make the soundtrack, and how about I put the story together, and I put the story in a way where it also serves as a base artwork if I was to make a feature film in the future, whenever the time is right. I knew that at that moment in 2006, the time wasn't right. The time was not really supportive of the fact that one, it was science fiction. Secondly, it was going to be a feature film. So I thought that, okay, this is an idea. Making a music album and writing about it would be more cost friendly as well. It would be more cost effective, and it was something that I would manage. I would be able to manage in my limited resource. The way I have approached this novel is I've tried to find a compound of three different mediums. One is the comic book. Second is the traditional novel, and third is the movie screenplay. So if you're going to read the book, you're going to really see flavors of a comic book, and then you're going to see ingredients or the essence of a screenplay, again mixed in a form where it looks like a graphic novel too.
You're listening to another track from Ishmael Ka Urdu Shahir called Death of Meher Anissa. The album took about a decade to complete and features a cast of some of the best musicians in Pakistan. I mean, you're talking Sarah Haider, Omran Shafiq. I mean, did you want to involve these from the very start of the project, or was it something that kind of evolved along the way?
So, I'll be honest, I picked up these people way before they became, as big of the stars that they are. They were always really talented. And for example, I worked with Samra and Jafar back in 2007 when Jafar was quite an established name, but Samra was completely a debutant. And then Sara and Umran and all these, Umran was a star, But then again, they were not, Sara or Abad, these guys were always big. Not really big, but these guys were always there. But now I think their magnitude has really exploded, in the last 3-4 years. And when I was working with them, I had no idea that they're going to be, the faces of Pakistani music. So I somehow spotted them for the sole reason that, for example, everybody had their own set of USPs. Sara has a very good pronunciation. Zoe has a very subtle romance in her voice. Jafar has XYZ effect, and Abbas has XYZ effect. So my idea was to feature the right talent. It was until later that I realized that, these guys are now Coke studio stars. Something I really wasn't aware of. And it just came about. It wasn't really planned, to be honest.
Okay, so I want to just talk about Coke Studio for a second, just what you mentioned there. I know you're involved in Coke Studio for some years now. So how important do you think Coke Studio has been for music in Pakistan?
I think it's Pakistan's last stand, to be honest. Because our industry, first of all, there's no industry. As Imran Shafiq says it, it's a music scene. And the music scene is really struggling because I would have said that this is an industry if there was commerce involved. But the whole commerce angle is subtly absent. So the thing is that Coke is providing, at least Coke Studio is providing a platform where artists are getting exposure, something which no other brand has managed to do in the right manner. I think it's really setting a benchmark for higher production values, for sure. And I think the whole idea is to archive Pakistan's identity. And I think Pakistan is very closely, very, very contrasting to the idea that international people may have, that yes, it's a terrorist country and all of that. But yes, our identity is also in the fact that we have always praised arts. We are also the new generation that the prince that's representing the Indus civilization. And this region has always been appreciative of arts, and so is this country. Even though it's new, it's only 60, 65 years old, but we are very proud of the fact that we have been very, very appreciative of arts. And having said that, what Coke Studio has managed to do is reinstill faith of the Pakistani audiences, regardless which race you belong, regardless which community you belong to, regardless which religion you belong to, which faith you belong to. Everybody listens to Coke Studio for the sole reason that they believe that this is their identity. It definitely is the... Currently, it is the torchbearer of Pakistan, Pakistan's identity. That's what my take on this is.
Right. So a lot of the news coverage of Pakistan, a lot of the headlines that we read in the newspaper is pretty pretty negative stuff that we hear all the time. Do you think that's unfair? And also, does the security situation there affect what you do?
Some of it is true. But the thing is that generally Pakistan is a very resilient nation. What may be very terrifying for a lot of people who are seeing or experiencing this from abroad is something that's pretty much normal for Pakistanis. And it's sort of, it has taken a part, it has sort of made its place into our culture. So for example, a lot of people may see that Pakistan has ridiculous amounts of traffic jams, but it's now a part of our culture. So yes, it's partially true, but it's not that bad, to be honest. I go running every day, I go swimming every day, I see people, doing their stuff. We all are living our lives, and I'm not saying that it's transparently, it's all rainbow and la la land. It's not like that. Obviously, we have our own set of struggles, But it's, I mean, I would not agree. I mean, you know, that it's that bad. I mean, if you were to come to Karachi ever, you'd see, you know, people going to cinema, people going to, you know, people going to the parks and having fun like everybody else does. I mean, Lahore, which is a much more stable city in comparison to Karachi because of its less population. I mean, you know, people are having stuff all the time. There are concerts over there. There are you know, I mean, social gatherings over there. So, I mean, yeah, we all are living our lives and we all are really enjoying our share of entertainment as well. I would say it's 35%. There's a 35% of truth in what's being projected. The only thing is that the negative gets more publicity than the positive. That's the only sad bit. But you know, I mean, we are doing a pretty good job, and I think it's also the fact that the Coke Studio is another testament that the international audiences are appreciating it. And they get mesmerized and amazed at that, hey, I mean, like, this is happening in Pakistan. So, you know, that and my project and a lot, what a lot of these other talented artists are doing is also a testament that one, we're resilient and we're fighting back as well. We're fighting the status quo. We're also fighting the negativity. We're fighting the whole terrorism angle as well. We're not laying down our guards. We're not doing that. So, there's a partial trip, not entirely.
A review of Ishmael Ka'urdashi here was written by Akmer Naqvi. You can find this on thenational.ie. This podcast was produced by Deepthi Unnikrishnan. I'm John Dennehy. Thank you for listening.